Market analyst Stephen Daglin here with your mid-session report on Friday. So unfortunately, the ASX 200 is back in the red at the moment. The ASX 200 is in fact down by around 1%. And this means it's more than enough to wipe out all of this week's gains in just one day. And this is despite it being a reasonably positive week, not including today, of course. We've had three of the past 5 days where the share market has actually headed higher. Now, almost all sectors are actually in negative territory at the moment, but today's losses can be almost solely blamed on the iron ore miners, which are coming under a lot of pressure. And this is after the iron ore price fell by around 6% in the past day to $106 per tonne. This is a far cry from the $233 high, which was hit in the middle of May. So we've actually seen iron ore prices fall by about $126 or 54% from those levels. So difficult for some of the iron ore miners to shake that off, with Fortescue down 9.5% today. Rio Tinto is down by approximately 3.1%, and BHP is down by around 2.5%. So in Fortescue Metals' case, it's trading at the worst levels in about a year, and Rio and BHP both at the worst levels in approximately 10 months. Both Rio and Fortescue have also been on the receiving end of broker downgrades today as well. Now, keep in mind that iron ore prices did more than double over a 12-month period just up until recently. So that was a reason why some of these miners have been, you know, hitting record highs and also posting, you know, record or stronger profits and also record dividends as well from all three. It also doesn't cost them very much to dig up iron ore out of the ground. So on average, the unit cost for digging up each ton of iron ore for BHP, Rio and Fortescue is still below $20 a ton at the moment. Now, some other underperformers today include coal miners like Whitehaven, which is down about 10%, and also New Hope, which is down approximately 3.5% today. Looking at some other stocks, we've got the price of Iris shares down around 9%. Now, this is a company that makes software used extensively in the financial services industry. The reason why it's down so much is a takeover deal for the company has fallen through. A group called EQT, which is a private equity firm, offered $15.91 recently for the stock, but has walked away from that offer after a period of due diligence. CIMIC is down about 1%. The construction group, though, did win its third contract to carry out about $260 million worth of work for Western Sydney Airport. The scope of works include work on runways and taxiway pavements, ground lighting, landscaping, and roads as well. We've got Carsales.com today, ex-dividend, and Argo, Estia Health, and Tabcorp are all paying out investors' dividends. The Aussie dollar finally is softer at 72.8 US cents. We'll speak again this afternoon.